Does review and action of the August 11th, 2025 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, could I get a motion to approve?
So move.
Got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Minutes stand approved.
Chairman, if I may, I would like to move that we limit guest speakers to a maximum of 4 minutes of speaking time, except for the applicant.
We have a motion to limit to 4 minutes, except the applicant. Could I get a second to that?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Tonight we do have two rezones and a CUP. I just want to make everyone in the audience aware on the rezone, what our role is to hear what the application or applicant is proposing, and then we will make a recommendation to approve or deny the application to the Taney County Commission. But the actual true vote will be at the September 15th, 2025 meeting Monday, next Monday. And
9 a.m.
9 a.m. So, again, we'll hear from the applicants, and then we'll make a recommendation to approve or deny. But it'll be up to the county commission on the 15th to make that final decision on the rezones. All right, first one up.
Yeah. Okay, case number RZ2025-019, Lauren and AK Tandon, subject property 138 Fifth Avenue, Ridgedale, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 15, Township 21, Range 22. The request: Lauren and AK are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel number 19-5.0-15-002-004-002.000. Okay, the existing property is zoned R1, single family residential. The request is for C1, commercial district 1. Lot size is 114.5 feet by 143 feet in size. Utilities, it is on-site septic for wastewater, and there's a shared well for the water source. So let me kind of show you where we're at here. So this is the Big Cedar area. There's the roundabout, Highway 65, all the way down to the end, across Long Creek Bridge. Can see us almost all the way over here in Stone County. As you cross the bridge, it's the first subdivision on your left. And here's this shot. This is 138 off Fifth Avenue. This is the home. This is the community well. Like I said, it's serviced by a septic system. It must be in the front yard, I'm assuming. There's no other place for it. Zoning right now is R1. They're asking for C1. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant and let them speak.
I'm Kate Turkey Harris. I'm here on behalf of the applicant. She is seeking to change to C1 to use the property as a nightly rental. We believe this will promote sustainable tourism, diversified lodging, and economic growth for the area. The property would remain a single-family residential in character. There won't be any issues with parking, as any there's plenty of parking, as you can see from that. They have a rather lengthy asphalt driveway, so there wouldn't be any street parking. We don't believe there would be any impact on any of the adjoining neighbors. This was a new build. The house was built in 2021, so it's up to code as far as all of the smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, and exterior lighting. The applicants are longtime residents of the area. Lauren has, you know, went to Blue Eyes. She's worked for Big Cedar Lodge for 20 years, and her husband works at College of the Ozarks. We're open to whatever questions the commission may have.
Are they allowed to do C1? From R1? I thought the purpose of what, you know, the zoning that we did that restricts any nightly rentals in R1.
I mean, they have the ability to ask, right? So, yes, they can do it. It's got to be compatible with the neighborhood. It's got to fit in. The scale's got to fit. The traffic flow's got to fit. Everything's got to fit. And then they've got to come back for a conditional use to get that nightly rental, because in our nightly rental is a conditional use in a C1. It's not permitted by right.
There are other homes in the subdivision that have rezoned to C1 for nightly rental use.
I'm not aware of one ever.
Do we have
being,
a map of that?
Being done.
Tony?
I don't know of any myself.
It's okay. I apologize. She's in Oakmont, and I believe the nearby home is in DeMonico.
Can we see do you have access to that, a rezoning?
I have a
zoning map.
Yeah, right
zoning
here.
Map,
this is the only C2. It's all R1. If there's a conditional use, I did not find it.
No, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Any other questions for the applicant? Do we have anyone in the audience that's signed to speak for or against this application? Do you want to go ahead and go first?
Fine with me.
Okay. Let's whoever signed up to public speak, let's go ahead and do that now.
Okay. I'm a little confused in our paper business. I thought this was going to be a dog puppy fall, I thought.
Yeah, our load of information says something for dogs.
I apologize. You mean on your computers?
Yeah,
well, I mean, yeah. You guys get the same thing?
I haven't looked.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah, it says the pause.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pause or something like that. I wouldn't say anything about like the rental.
It's a CUP for C1. The nightly rental will be a conditional use. They'll have to come back to us.
I'm not seeing. Oh yeah, there it is. Operating nonprofit that puts pause.
They're just trying to skirt.
All right.
Block
I think that might have been inserted
rentals,
or not.
So could you?
I don't think this drives up here.
Can you give me a second to try to pull this up? If you guys don't mind, I'm going to put everything on the big screen here.
Okay.
From my computer.
This is it.
Sorry about that. We'll get right back to you here.
It started out with Terry's, and I couldn't get away from that.
Yeah, you sure.
Is this what you're asking for?
No.
I know. It's in the packet, though.
It's right. There you go.
That's what we're looking at.
I apologize. The staff has uploaded the wrong file.
Well, it has the right address.
Yeah, that's the second page.
You're just missing the first page.
Yeah, missing.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, I would give it to Cody. It's just missing the first page for me.
Three, fourth page.
So they're wanting to do nightly rentals and run a dog?
No, that was just... she was just indicating that she does run a nonprofit in the area.
Okay.
Oh.
That won't be a part of the property use.
Gotcha.
Well, if that's,
I got one.
I think we're good to move on. Sir, why don't you go ahead and come up. Thank you.
Yeah. So my name's Mike Veazey. I'm on property inside the community over there. And I'm also the president of the Water Association, which that little well. There's a little triangle, yeah. That right there is our community well, which serves water to everybody in that community. And I guess my biggest question is, being involved with other kinds of rezonings, I know that, you know, you can always say the immediate use of the new zoning is going to be whatever it's going to be, but there's always a wide array of possibilities of what that rezoning could become in the future. And I don't know, I don't have any idea what that might be. I'm not even trying to forecast what that might be, but mostly two things. The first one is that it's a residential area and every single property in there is zoned R1. And the second thing is the proximity to that, to our water well, and that, you know, I don't know what might happen, but that's a critical thing for us in that community, is that water well. We even looked at it a little bit when they built the house, and, you know, nobody said anything because I think that the Tandons did a great job of putting in their septic and all of that. But not knowing, and I'm admittedly, I do not know what C1 entails. You guys, I'm sure, do know, but I'm going to guess it is probably pretty broad. And that's the reason that I'm probably not in favor of it.
Here's a quick rundown.
Sir?
On the screen.
Oh, okay.
A couple pages.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
A lot. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Anyone else on this side of the room that signed up to speak on this application? Sir, you ready?
My name is Ronnie Smith. I'm the president of the Oakmont Community Association there in Ridgedale, Missouri. And I'd just like to read a position statement real quick and I'll address the issues. Residents of Oakmont pay dues and are provided with a guideline of restrictive covenants that apply to their lot. The covenants state that the lots in Oakmont shall be for residential use only and state that no residential property will be used for any commercial purpose. It is clear that the intention of the restrictive covenant is to ensure residential use of lots in the Oakmont community. The issues regarding commercial use, including nightly rentals in the Oakmont community, have generated significant controversy and anxiety. The Oakmont residents are very alarmed and concerned about this issue. They're emphatic about the Board of Directors not being indifferent regarding this issue. The Oakmont Board of Directors agrees with that concern and sentiment and is formally taking a position opposing commercial use, including nightly rentals in the Oakmont community. I'd like to address the other part directly.
Sir, I have a question. Is that considered part of Oakmont?
Yes, sir. That is Oakmont.
Yes.
Yes. Any other questions? Okay, I'd like to address, okay. Dear sirs and madam, the Oakmont Community Improvement Association Board of Directors, on behalf of its membership, opposes the rezoning request from R1, single family residential, to C1, neighborhood commercial, for the above and stated parcel for the following reasons. This lot is too small to accommodate the necessary utilities and commercial development standards without ever burdening the adjoining occupied and unoccupied lots. This lot is approximately 114 feet by 143 feet with a house on this property currently. Placement of additional or required utilities, water, sewer, stormwater, driveways, parking lot, and lighting, if they would actually even fit on this lot at all in such a manner that would be so close to the surrounding properties to cause undue hardship and impose on the quiet enjoyment of neighboring single-family homes. Plus, this would overburden the water system already in place that was designed for residential use. This subject lot is surrounded by single-family homes that are just off the Highway 86 corridor, and the continued encroachment of commercial development in the front and backyards of existing residential homes is placing an undue burden on the residents of these homes, many of whom are full-time residents. The commercial developments, by their very nature, are not like the single-family residents, in that the houses are not controllable, security and lighting for the business and its parking lots are distressing to the sleep of neighboring residents. Noise from employees, customers, delivery drivers, vehicles, and the traffic increase in patterns that would be expected at this location of the Oakmont District. The continued commercial development in such a concentrated matter as has been seen over the last several years with many high-profile developments, continues to impact on the very environment that the residents and visitors come to enjoy in the Ozarks. How much more commercial